Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
I seek recognition to give notice of my intent to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House Representatives to be vacant. Party for the American people watching.
Gentlelady will suspend. Order.
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 Order. We need that English guy. Order.
What a clown show. Oh my God. There was discussion before the show. Do we go with the Curb Your Enthusiasm music or the Veep music? Either one works. I don't. She's like a condom with a hole in it. I don't even get what the point of her is.
I don't even know why they call her.
What is her purpose?
I don't even know why they call her a gentle lady. She's not gentle.
She's a little rough. Looks like she's been rode hard and put up wood.
Well, she has been.
Catch what
Goodness
I'm saying.
Goodness gracious.
By many CrossFit coaches.
Dudes. Okay, wow.
Or so maybe even ladies, who knows?
Happened. Boo. Boo.
It's like Republican... Snoopy at the...
Ooh. Wow, wow. What an absolute show of a party. I don't, I don't even know. We need a new t-shirt. I wore yesterday. My Republicans really are that. They really are that horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so Christy, no, it looks like her, I guess you can just play the Veep music for her, too.
Yeah.
It looks like her book tour has been canceled. I don't know why. It's going so well.
Even Megyn Kelly was
yes,
making Meghan fun
Kelly
of her.
Yes, Megyn Kelly said she's done.
She made fun of her hair.
Can I just say, we are not shallow and catty. Like,
oh, I am.
Republic. Oh, you are, but you're a homo. Both Jody and I have gone on record as saying Christy Noem is objectively a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well,
Megyn
you know what though?
Megyn Kelly's so catty. She said, you know, she's toast in the tours or whatever. That's all. But then she's like, oh, and that hair. What's she doing with that hair?
I think it was the shot of her recording the book. Her hair was kind of weird.
Christy Noem used to be a naturally very, very pretty woman.
She guilfoiled herself.
But now she's totally guilfoiled. And it's like, a little too much.
She got them fancy Texas pageant teeth for nothing.
Well, and also her skin looks like, it's like thick now.
Can she take those? Can she return those? Like clacky comedy teeth? Can she mail them back to Texas and get a refund? Or maybe I can walk back. Fancy pageant walk back to Texas. Okay.
She just doesn't look natural anymore.
She's beautiful. Whatever.
She's objectively pretty, I would say. Yes.
Something to be said about someone who's a little
she
too
and Hope
cold.
Hicks, they're beautiful, type. Just, you know, ugly on the inside. Just an ugly, decaying, worm-infested...
No, that's
okay.
RFK.
Okay, oh, worms.
Can we just say, let's talk about the worms again. Okay, so Hal Sparks, who joins us today, sexy liberal, who will be lighting up the stage at the Barrymore and in Madison,
Only
Wisconsin,
a few more
Saturday.
Tickets. Only a few more tickets.
Yes.
Get them.
Get it. Sexyliberal.com. Where was I? He got to this joke first. He got to the joke first about the worm. He said the worm starved to death. He was the one that said, because it's a brain worm. So the part where it ate part of his brain first, I did not have zombies on my bingo card for 2024. As weird a year as this is.
The thing is, this happened 20 years ago during his divorce. That's when he disclosed it.
Yeah.
Yes. Then some, right. Isn't he supposed to be the healthier, younger candidate? Right. And he has...
He's had brain worms for 20
and
years?
And he said cognitive problems because of the...
He has a dead larva of a worm in his
brain. Somebody else said that the worm died of a nut allergy, which is also funny.
He also said he had mercury poisoning, which you had.
Right. I did.
Yeah. So you have something in common with him.
I was having tuna every day for lunch. That's... And then a lot of sushi, but fill in your own lesbian joke there. Doesn't matter. Okay. Here's my point. Leave it to Republicans to not only be awful, but just to ruin all the fun. We're having a lot of fun with the brain worm. And this despicable a-hole, a Republican member of... What's his name? Representative Mike Collins, Republican of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he made a political assassination joke about a Kennedy.
That's hilarious. Ha ha.
He said you either die a Kennedy with a hole in the brain or live long enough to become a Kennedy with a hole in the brain.
That's just sad and gross.
That
gathered applause from some MAGA right-wing pundits like Laura Loomer and whatever, because that's, you know, hilarious.
Say that on the floor of the House?
Why is it always about death? Why are there quote-unquote jokes always about death?
And his own, it's not even just that he's a Kennedy. It was his own father was shot.
Yeah. And it's almost the anniversary of one of the anniversaries of Robert Kennedy's assassination. I literally feel like they're trying to out-awful each other. It's like, oh, you shot a puppy in the face. Well, hold my beer. Right? I mean, really? I'm going to vote against cancer research because I'm like, oh my God.
There's a certain right-wing talk radio element that loves that sort of thing.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Well, I mean, look at the, speaking of joke, that was supposed to be a joke. Commander meet Cricket.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's always about murder or death or something horrible that they, you know, and we always say with Republicans, the cruelty is the point, you know, but like, I don't even know what to say anymore that I apparently even for Megyn Kelly, this was too much. The cruelty's the point, but just you should lie about it, I guess, is their usual play. Megyn Kelly said she's done. She's toast. I mean, Trump likes her because she's been in his camp since very early on. He likes that. But Trump, say what you will about him, is not dumb. Yes, he is. And he knows she's a loser and she'll hurt his ticket and violate the number one rule. The only rule is picking a vice president who is do no harm.
Right, what Daddy? Mr. Goldwater
Papa,
meant
can you
to
hear
say.
Me? What
Barry meant to say.
No, that was Barry's job on the ticket. my dad was the janitor.
Yeah.
Which is weird because his dad was a janitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she said, what's that weird extra oomph of glam that she's doing with her hair? I don't know. And then she said, and she's got about as much truth in that head of hair as she does in the book. She's trying. God, Megyn Kelly's just.
Have you seen Megyn Kelly's hair?
Very catty.
Have you seen Megyn Kelly's hair?
They all have that same fox hair.
It's stringy.
Oh, dear.
She needs some volume.
Yeah, oh, you're dear. Right. It is thinner than it,
it
used
is.
To be.
It is.
Although we fully support her SiriusXM colleague here. Okay.
I'm sure her show is wonderful. I do actually tune into her from time
okay.
to time.
All right.
So.
Oh, would you? Should we get to my hate mail?
Oh? Did we get caught in the shrapnel?
No.
Okay, then.
No.
Let's do it.
Let's read it.
No, some people are pro new ring light and some people are anti. Everybody's got an opinion. A lot of people loved the Ali Velshi interview.
I loved it.
I did too. I thought it was great.
It was
thank
our,
you
it was
very
our,
much.
It was
thank
our happy
you.
Hour extra yesterday. So
was
if you'd
it?
Like to
thank
hear
you.
It again.
He is a delight, and I thought it was a fantastic,
I thought so too.
Fun conversation. Rain begs to differ.
Oh.
Ali Velshi interview, your joke was rude, not even funny at all.
Huh? Which joke?
She didn't say. But at least you let him talk about his book for a second before you stepped on him, so that's something. All right.
She doesn't like your interview style, Stephanie.
Thanks for that. Can I just say I already hate everyone this morning? You want to know why? Because guess who was on Morning Joe just before I came down?
Hillary
Clinton. Have I ever mentioned that I will die mad about what happened in 2016?
No, I've never heard that before.
Specifically on Morning Joe?
Okay. I've never heard that before.
There she was, warm,
lovely.
Brilliant, smart, laughing. Lovely, presidential.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing.
Yeah, successful Broadway producer now. I can't help but flash back to them beating up on her. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not just them, but the media had a lot to do with what happened in 2016. And it just letting Donald Trump call in and, oh, ho, ho, Donald. I'll never forget both of them just chuckling it up with Trump. Oh, this is so fun. Oh, my God. And now the New York Times, right? They're like, by the way, when they're like, oh, what are we supposed to be, a campaign of the Biden, arm of the Biden camp? No, but you're supposed to order bad coverage because you're in a snit because he won't do an interview with you? How is that journalism? I'm just so sick of, like, you know, whatever, it's John Stewart or whoever, like, oh, am I supposed to work for the Biden camp? No, we've never gotten a dime from the DNC or a Biden campaign or any other campaign.
Hillary's never been on this show, and we've been extraordinarily nice to her.
Thank you.
Historically.
But it's just, everybody, you get accused immediately of, like, being on the dime of XYZ. We've never... But do you think we'd be working here? I can't even cover those wires properly. Look at this thing. I can't put it anywhere else because it's going to collapse. Anyway, what was my point? Clearly, I'm not taking any money from anyone. Okay. I'm in a mood. Also because of... What did Tristan Snell tell us? This is what Donald Trump does every time since... 110 billion years ago is go after the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, so now what? The Georgia Court of Appeals is going to hear yet another ridiculous appeal about removing Fani Willis over her personal life. And then this, oh my God, Judge Engoron under investigation for, so some, I'm going to guess Trumpy lawyer. This is so ridiculous. The judge who ordered Trump to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in a civil fraud case is now under investigation. A high-profile New York real estate lawyer. Oh, gee, I wonder who he likes. Mm. Whose law license was once suspended, said he approached the judge presiding over Trump's civil fraud case to offer unsolicited advice about a law at issue in the case. The judge denied impropriety and said he was wholly uninfluenced by Mr. Bailey. I think he made one same ridiculous argument that Trump and his attorneys tried to or something. Mm-hmm. How is this? This is the problem. Is it because anybody can just go like, oh, well, now they need to be under investigation. Now we need to throw out the whole case or judgment or whatever.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
God, I just, I hate everybody so much. Oh, except for Paula Poundstone, who at least is honest. She tweets, "Dear Stephanie Miller of The Stephanie Miller Show, I have something to confess to you. I so love your messed up phone system. I have personally gone onto your house to chew wires manually."
Oh.
Many times. Hello? Hello? Well, something we didn't think of. Check for rats. Didn't check for legendary comedians in my crawl space, that, did I?
That's your fault. That's on you.
Okay. M. McConnell, as loaded for bear as I am, said, "I haven't gotten over my outrage that a white Republican judge and white Republican lawyers were able to buy an insurrectionist traitor time to avoid responsibility by smearing a black woman DA for dating a colleague. A grotesque injustice and disgusting episode." I'm just, I hate everyone except you two.
Ah, you hate us.
No.
No, you do.
No.
No, you do.
I'm having a sexy liberal tour stress dreams. Look, I look like I slept on a heating grate. I'm only two shows in. So listen, go. If you love America, go to sexyliberal.com. Also, Live Nation, our fantastic partners, Live Nation NS2. This is concert week.
It is.
They do this every year. Yep. For a week, they put all of their shows, including ours, on sale in select cities.
Uh-huh.
So you got to check your city because it's up to the venues and whatever.
Right.
I basically, remember how I've always been like a figurehead, like the queen, like I have no real job here? It's even less now.
Yeah.
It's a really like a big professional tour. I have no idea. I have nothing to do with anything. I just show up and I tell the fart jokes.
The vast majority of cities that you're going to are on sale for $25 just this week.
Right. And that's all of it. So you, if you go to, where is it? LiveNation.com/concertweek.
Yes.
And in some markets, it depends on the venue. They can be even less. But for all the people that, you know, could only afford the virtual show and can't go to a live show, this is really exciting for us.
It is.
We've tried to keep ticket prices low as it is.
Right.
But this is like this now is the time to do it. It is until next, this coming Wednesday, correct? We started yesterday.
Right.
Live Nation did.
And then, doing it for a week.
Yeah. So go. Yes. Okay.
And if you still want the VIP packages, merch, and hotel deals in each city, go to sexyliberal.com.
Right. Yes. That's where the VIP is a separate ticket this time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So go there. Please. Oh, by the way. Oh.
Well, the VIP is
a letter.
An add-on.
I've got a letter I got to read to you when I get back about you've got to go to the VIP this time. Yep. We need it. We need it. Yep. We need the hugging and the crying and the laughing.
The VIP is an add-on package to the ticket that you buy.
Right. Yes.
So I just want to make that clear.
Exactly. Except the only... Sorry. This is like... I feel like we're a disclaimer on a package of potato chips. But Chicago is not part of the Live Nation tour technically because that went on sale a long time ago because it's the special DNC show. So that is the way we normally did things. So just go to sexyliberal.com for the Chicago August DNC show.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we done with the disclaimers?
Just talking about it. I haven't even done. I've only done two cities of the 15, and I'm like.
Some settling may have occurred.
Oh, in me.